Welcome back to the second episode of Thrombotic Thrombocytopenic Purpura. And today we'll be discussing about the current and new treatments in TTP management. I'm Jamila Sathar, and I'm a hematologist from Ampang Hospital, Malaysia.
I'm Mandy Yap, a hematologist from Ampang Hospital as well.
Can you tell me the current treatment options that are available in the management of thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura?
Oh, yes, certainly, Dr. Jamila. The current treatment that we are treating our TTP patient is with plasma exchange and also with administration of corticosteroids with or without the rituximab and for the acquired TTP. Yeah. So for those who, once we plasma exchange after a few days, the platelet will be improved to more than 50,000, then we will consider to give them thromboprophylaxis as well, just to prevent thrombosis. Now, the problem is we are facing quite a number of challenges. I think just now Dr. Jamila share some of her view as well regarding the availability of plasma exchange facilities in all hospitals in Malaysia, as well as to have a dedicated apheresis nursing team to do it over like 24/7 for us. And also the plasma exchange itself is actually pretty expensive, with the plasma exchange sets amounts to like 1,000 ringgit per set. And as well as when we want to ask for pathogen inactivated plasma, it's very difficult. It's not readily available. And not to forget about insertion of the catheter, femoral catheter, especially with a single digit of platelets, is really challenging. And most of the time, we are not supposed to transfuse the platelet in this fatal disorder, as we'll feel the thrombosis more in this TTP. So the indwelling catheter, of course, it comes with a lot of complications like bleeding, infections, as well as thrombosis as well. And the procedure itself is labor intensive, of course. And of course, we expose patients to plasma. They also at risk of developing a fluid overload, allergic reaction, anaphylaxis, and also all those transfusion associated acute lung injury, and also all those citrate toxicity as well. So, yeah. So, Dr. Jamila, yeah. To overcome all these challenges, are there any new treatment approaches that are being researched, as well as how might they impact the care of the patients with TTP, both acquired and congenital?
Yes, I think there are two treatment options, new treatment options that are available, but however, they are not registered in our country, Malaysia. The first is caplazizumab, which is an immunoglobulin fragment against the A1 domain of the von Willebrand factor, preventing it from binding to platelets. As you know, the pathophysiology of TTP is the high molecular weight multimers of von Willebrand factor, which binds the platelet, causing microthrombosis in the small vessels of our body and causing end organ damage. And so this immunoglobulin targets the von Willebrand factor such that it does not bind to platelets, hence preventing the microvascular thrombosis, which causes high mortality in patients with TTP. The other new treatment, which is actually undergoing phase 3 trials, it's the recombinant ADAMTS13 and protein, which at the moment the trials are being carried out for congenital thrombotic thrombocytopenic purpura, and also some smaller trials for the acquired TTP. And there are no results yet, but there are no full results yet, but there are preliminary results to show that it actually mimics the enzyme very well, yeah, with good pharmacokinetics and with not much immunogenicity. I do hope that this protein will be made available soon. Perhaps it may actually reduce the or eliminate the therapeutic plasma exchange for these patients. You know, that would be a game changer, I would think.
Yeah, Dr. Jamila, thank you for that exciting molecules. Yeah, I think we are waiting for it. And I recently actually went to Hammersmith Hospital in London to do my attachment. So I actually noticed they have incorporated caprazizumab as part of their standard of care for TTP, whereby they will get back their results, ADAMS-DS13, within 72 hours. It's pretty efficient, you know. And they can actually, once they get back, if it's above 20%, they will just stop the caprazizumab and will not proceed any plasma exchange and consider other diagnosis, whereby, like Dr. Jamila said, it will just reduce a lot of plasma volumes exposure in the patients unnecessarily.
Yeah. I think I recall the study, the Hercules study for caprazizumab, right? The study which actually showed that it reduces the time for platelet recovery, and it reduces recurrences as well of TTP, and also reduce the risk of thromboembolic complications. So we hope that this new drug would be made available soon.
Yeah, it's not registered in Malaysia yet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we hope that this thing will ultimately change the management of our patients. And Dr. Jamila, with your vast experience in TTP management, so do you think we will have the caprazizumab to be a standard of care in the future, really?
Yeah, of course, these drugs are all very expensive. Yes, a difficult question. But I think that we should actually, you know, first and foremost, of course, we should get the ADAMS-TS13 assays to get the results done, within an hour, if possible. So we hope to, you know, I mean, I do hope that the rapid test kit will be made available soon, so that we can confirm the diagnosis of TTP early, and with that we can reduce the unnecessary plasma exchanges for the other conditions that may mimic TTP. And with that, you know, by reducing the unnecessary plasma exchange, we can actually save a lot of costs. And with that, you know, cost saving, we can actually put that money to purchase this expensive medication. Yeah. But the cornerstone of treatment for TTP is still therapeutic plasma exchange. So if you suspect, you know, if you have a high level of suspicion for TTP, best to institute plasma exchange, because as you know, this is a lethal disorder, and a clinical judgment is always, you know, is always the best one. Yeah. And what are your views, Dr. Mandy?
My views? Well, if I happen to be a TTP patient, honestly, I really wish that I can receive the recombinant ADAMS-DS13 enzyme, you know, therapy. Because I read through the literature. Apparently, this molecule, they managed to design it to overcome the not being like attacked by the autoantibodies like used to be destroying the wild type of the ADAMS-DS13 enzyme. So I feel that if I can get this and become the game changer, I do not need to be exposed to all this risk of transfusion transmitted infection, catheter related thrombosis and infection, citrate toxicity, as I mentioned just now. I think that would be really good, Dr. Jamila.
Yes. You know, whenever I have a patient with TTP, we have sleepless nights, you know. Yeah, I think we're just waiting for the new treatment for TTP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Jamila, what do you think? Any parting words of wisdom for this
thing? I think we have come a long way, right? I think TTP was a recognized condition way back in 1924 by Moskowitz.
Correct.
If I get my dates right.
You're right.
And we were actually doing plasma exchange without realizing, I mean, what we are actually exchanging for, but it worked. And then it took another 100 years before we discovered this enzyme, ADAMS-TS13, and the pathophysiology behind TTP. And, it's really amazing how this condition, you know, how the scientists have worked so hard. Yeah, and we are actually, hopefully, we are probably in the next soon, I hope that we will be able to find a cure for this lethal condition. You know, What are your parting words?
I completely agree with you, Dr. Jamila. The research and development has gone so far. Like, I think if I remember correctly, the discovery of Adam's DS13 enzyme was back in year 2001. It takes like 20 over years to actually develop this recombinant Adam's DS13 enzyme replacement therapy that finally can be in a phase 3 trials, Dr. Jamila. So I really thanks to all the unsung heroes and scientists for their contribution to this really such a little disease that last time we don't even understand it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.